In our previous shiur, we began a very important discussion in understanding how to look at Shemei Ka'ina. Is Shemei Ka'ina to be looked at as if I actually said the bracha, or is Shemei Ka'ina to be looked at as a din that the Torah establishes, that even though I didn't actually say it, it's as good enough as if I said it? There's a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam is actually referring to the Halacha that we're discussing in our Gemara here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Rambam says, in speaking about the Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Chalul, he says, "Hu Omer Baruch Haba." The Baal Tefillah says, "Baruch Haba." "V'kol Ha'am Omer Baruch Haba." And everybody repeats after him the words Baruch Haba. Reading this Rambam, it's very difficult to understand this Rambam. This Rambam is the exact opposite of our Gemara, because our Gemara said, "Hu Omer Baruch Haba." The Baal Tefillah says, "Baruch Haba," and they say, "V'hein Omer B'Shem Hashem," that I don't have to repeat the word Baruch Haba. Why don't I have to repeat the word Baruch Haba? Because it's as if I said already Baruch Haba, if the Baal Tefillah, given that he's a person that's mechuyiv in the mitzvah, said Baruch Haba. So I don't have to repeat the Baruch Haba. It's as if I said it just because he said it. And here the Rambam says that we have to repeat Baruch Haba. Isn't the Rambam just the opposite of this Gemara? So there is, if you look in the famous Frankel Rambam, based on earlier Kisvei Yad, he has a very different girsa in the Rambam. His girsa in the Rambam is that Hu Omer Baruch Haba, V'Heim Omer Baruch B'Shem Hashem. It's fine if that's his girsa, but the girsa that we have in our Rambams, it's not like that. So, some want to say that here, the Rambam, even though he agrees, obviously, to the concept of Shemei Ka'ina, doesn't want to rely on Shemei Ka'ina, because we have one pasuk, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and in one pasuk, we don't want to say half the pasuk Shemei Ka'ina, and half the pasuk not Shemei Ka'ina. Specifically, the Mefarshim say, it very much fits into Rava, who's the one that's saying this, because Rava later in this Gemara, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says, "Amar Rava, lo leime inish baruch haba v'had b'shem Hashem, al baruch Hashem b'hadi adadi." We don't want to separate the bar. Even when one person is saying baruch haba b'shem Hashem, he should be careful to say it without interruption. Certainly, if two people are saying it, Baal Tefillah is saying Baruch Haba, and not saying B'Shem Hashem, it's certainly considered as if there was here an interruption, and Rava doesn't want that. But another pshat that could be said is that the Rambam doesn't want to rely on saying Shemei Ka'ina when it's a situation that half of the bracha is being said by one person, and half the bracha is being said by another person. Even though there are the Posh Pshat and Al Gemara is not like that. Posh Pshat and Al Gemara is that you can combine and having partial Shemei Ka'ina and partial not Shemei Ka'ina. The Rambam doesn't want to have a situation of partial. But Shemei Ka'ina could only be said when we're relying completely on the person saying the bracha, not when it's going to be partial this way, partial that way. But before we go further in maybe trying to suggest a pshat in the Rambam, there's another Rambam. The Rambam, and this is a Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Aleph, says, "Kol Hashemei Brachim and Abrachos Mitchlosev Etzayfot." If somebody hears any bracha from beginning to end, and he had in mind to fulfill the obligation by hearing the bracha, yotzev af pishloi on amen. He's yotz even though he didn't say amen. And then the Rambam continues there. The kola ona amen achma avarech. Anybody who repeats amen after the person who says a bracha, hareze kmevarech, v'hushir mevarech chayiv b'yis a bracha. So if we look in this Rambam, the Rambam is teaching us two separate halachas. One halacha, the first halacha, the Rambam is teaching us the halacha of Shemei Kainim. That if I hear you say the bracha, it's fine. And the Rambam says to fulfill the obligation of Shemei Kainim, I could have that even if I didn't say Amen. Then the Rambam teaches us a new halacha. That by saying Amen, I could be yoytz the bracha. But it's interesting. If we look in the Rambam adds in this second new halacha that I didn't hear the bracha at all, it seems. But I just say Amen. I could only say Amen after the person, and only be yoytze if that person himself is mechuyev in the bracha himself. And in fact, I saw from Yoshe Ben Salveitchik Zatzal a very interesting hanhoga. He says that if I ever hear a bracha that I am obligated to say myself, let's speak about what we're learning in our sugya. We're learning about halal. And I'm a shul, and about tefillah says halal. And he says the bracha, says Rabbi Yoshe Ben Salveitchik, I should be careful not to answer amen. Because according to the Rambam, once I answer amen, I fulfilled my obligation. And now I can't say the bracha. Unless we do what we discussed at the end of our previous year, that I have specifically in mind not to be yoytze the mitzvah. I have specifically in mind not to be yoytze the bracha. If I have specifically in mind not to be yoytze with the bracha, so we learned from Moshe Sternberg gave us that piece of advice, then I have no problem. But what's the Rambam saying? And what are these two dinim that the Rambam is teaching us? There's another Rambam. This Rambam is Perches of Hilchus Tefillah, Halacha Dal and Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, Tefillah Satzibur, how is Tefillah Satzibur? Yechad Mispal B'Kol Rom, one person should daven B'Kol Rom, V'Hakol Shoymim, and everybody should pay attention. And now the Rambam continues. Ve'ein oisin came b'pachas mesoru gedolim b'nei chayrim. But when is the tefillah b'tzibur? We have 10 adult Jewish males. Ve'kein lo ye'ech mevarach berch shema. One person should say berch shema. Ve'akol shayim v'oin achrav amen. You can't rely on berchus kriyishma when one person says the brach and everybody says amen. El basara. Unless you have a minion. V'zeo nikra paris al shema. So the Rambam here too is teaching us a very interesting halakha. The Rambam is saying that I can rely on the Baal Tefillah, but I can only rely on the Baal Tefillah if there's a minyan. So let's review the various Rambams that we've learned. The first Rambam, which is a very difficult Rambam, was the Rambam said that just the opposite of our Gemara. That even though the Baal Tefillah said Baruch Haba, the Tzibur should repeat Baruch Haba. How do we understand about Rambam? The second Rambam that we learned is that the Rambam teaches us that there are two categories. There's one category called Shemei Kainam, and there's another category called relying on Amen. And the third Rambam we quoted that spoke about a new case of Shemei Kainam. And that's the Shemei Kainam when there is a tzibur of 10 people. What is the Rambam saying? I think what the Rambam is teaching us is a very fundamental approach. The Rambam is teaching us that Shomei Kaina, like Rashi says, is not as if I said it myself. And therefore, if the Baal Tefillah said Baruch Haba, I shouldn't just rely on the Baal Tefillah's Baruch Haba, teaches us the Rambam. Repeat your own Baruch Haba. That's the first Rambam. And that's the second Rambam as well. The Rambam says, "Kol shemei brachim nebrachim tchilav asa soifoy," and you had kavana. And here the Rambam is adding a knech. The Rambam is saying, "Don't rely on shemei kaina lechatchila, But if you have in mind specifically that you want to rely on Shemei Kaina, that's fine. That's the second Rambam. But then the Rambam teaches us two new halachas. The first new halacha that the Rambam teaches us is that is only if I didn't say Amen. The Rambam is teaching us the power of Amen. As the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav Amen Aleph teaches us. Amen Hamonas Dvorim. By saying the word Amen, and it's a very big chiddush in the Rambam is teaching us that saying Amen is more powerful than Shemei Kaina. Shemei Kaina, the Rambam says, I don't want to rely on Shemei Kaina if I have an option. That's why if the Baal Tefillah said Baruch Haba, repeat the Baruch Haba. But if I said Amen, that Amen is more powerful, and that Amen is considered as if I mamish made the bracha. Because Amen is not just Shemei Kaina. Amen is something that I myself say. And Amen is, since it's something that I myself said, the halacha is that by Amen, I don't have to say the bracha. I just have to say Amen, and there, it's not Shemei Kaina. It's more than Shemei Kaina. It's as if I mamish said the bracha itself. Then we have the third Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah teaches us a third halacha, and that is the din of Tefillas Tzibur. Tefillas Tzibur is not that you have 10 individuals davening, and it happens to be that these 10 individuals happen to be standing at the same time in the same shul. Tefillah B'Tzibur, says the Rambam, is a whole new category. Tefillah B'Tzibur is that there's a tzibur. And what connects the tzibur? The fact that we are 10 Jews standing together. And since we're 10 Jews standing together, the halacha is that we don't have to, the halacha is that we don't, that is one person davening, is like we're all davening. But the tzibur is all connected. And because the tzibur is all connected. The halacha is, that it's not considered, that it's considered as, even if just one of us davens, as if all of us are davening. There's a very interesting Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is something that is quoted very often by the Stipler. The Stipler quotes that Beis Halevi in Masechta Brachos, in Siman Yud, in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, in Masechta Pesachim, Siman Mem Hei, where he has a discussion by Birchus Kahanim. Can one Kohen say Birchus Kahanim? Can one Kohen say Birchus Kahanim? And everybody else should remain silent and hear what he says. So he says a Chiddush, the Beis Halevi. Since by Birchus Kahanim, and we find this Chiddush elsewhere in Halacha, since there's Halacha that Birchus Kahanim has to be said B'kol Rom, Kol Rom, Shemei Ka'ona cannot accomplish that it should be considered as if it was said B'kol Rom. The Kohen is only listening. He's not saying B'kol Rom. We find this in a very famous Ragut Shavar. The Ragut Shavar says that by the Megillah, the minig is that we repeat, we say the 10 sons of the Haman. We don't rely on the Baal Tefillah. Why don't we rely on the Baal Tefillah? Says the Ragi Shavar. Because the halacha is that the 10 sons of Haman have to be said b'neshima achas, and the Baal Tefillah is unable to do neshima achas on our behalf. Even if we'll subscribe to the concept of Shemei Ka'ina only could say as if I said it, but it can't make me say it in one breath. Similarly here, the Shemei Ka'ina can't make Kol Rom. And therefore, the Kohanim have to each do their own duchening himself. Even though the Sefer Reishis Bikurim says that he once visited the Sfarda community in Trieste, Italy, and he was a Kohen, he was Rabbi Tzala, a Kohen of Vilna, and he was given the kibud of saying Birchus Kahanim, on behalf of all of the other Kahanim present, clearly the Minhag HaMakom was that one person said Birchus Kahanim on behalf of everybody. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. And the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Beis Halevi. The Chazon Ish says that if one person says, if one Kohen says Birchus Kahanim on behalf of everybody, it's fine. What is the basis of the opinion of the Chazon Ish? The basis of the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that Shemei Kohen is as if I said it. So if the one Kohen who's saying Birchus Kahanim out loud is saying it loudly, Shemei Kohen says that it's as if I said it. So if that Kohen said it loudly, that's transferred to me as if I myself said it loudly. And therefore, we could rely on Shemei Kohen. I do, however, have to add that I saw a tshuva from Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Erechayim, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. He says that we know that there are two minhagim regarding Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. In Nusach Sfar, the minhag is that during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shemoneh Esrei that we're reciting, they blow the shofar. Nusach Ashkenaz, that isn't done. So the question is, why is that not considered a hefsek? Especially if we say Shemei Kaina, and Shemei Kaina is as if I'm blowing myself. So he says that even if we say Shemei Kaina, like Tosfos wants to say, the halacha is that that's only in a place where talking is taking place. Here, that the entire mitzvah is only shmiya. There is no mitzvah of blowing. The mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is only to hear. That's why it's not considered a hefsek. Because Shemei Kaina, even if I say Shemei Kaina is considered as if I said it myself, that can't create, that's only when I have to say something. But by Tkiya Shofar, I don't have to say anything. I only have to listen. And then he goes also on to say another reason why it's not a problem, because he says that Shemei Kohen, since even in Nusach Sfarad, when they blow the shofar during that part of the Shemoneh Esrei, it's blown at the end of the bracha. Since it's blown at the end of the bracha, the halacha is that at the end of the bracha, I'm allowed to be mafsik, and it's not considered Shemei Kohen. It's not considered a hefsek.